Now the King's Men, then at 9 p.m., Big Town.
The Johnson's Wax Program. Starring the King's Men. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Car New Auto Polish bring you America's greatest vocal foursome, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with some noble music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, plus our special guest, that bright young star of song and dance, and our king for tonight, Dan Daly. While the royal court awaits King Dan's arrival, the King's Men bring us a timely little tune for June, I Want to Marry Mary.
I want to marry Mary, cause when Mary marries me, 'tis I who will be merry as I ever hope to be. I want to marry Mary, and I'm positive that she is not a bit contrary from the way she kisses me. I'm going to see her papa and ask him for her hand. Then maybe in a year or two her papa will be grand. Oh, I want to marry Mary, when you meet her you will see why I will be so merry when Mary marries me.
Here comes the bride.
Here comes the bride.
I'll be happy as can be. My troubles would be over if she'd only marry me.
Here comes the bride.
And I'll promise her that she will live her life in clover if she'll only marry me.
I'm gonna see her mother and ask for her consent. Then maybe in a year or two she'll help us pay the rent.
Oh, I wanna marry Mary. When you meet her you will see why I will be so merry when Mary marries me.
Oh, the way she kisses me,
the way she kisses me.
I will marry Mary for the way she kisses me.
I love Mary, I love Mary,
I love Mary, I love Mary, I love Mary, I love Mary, I love Mary, I love Mary too. But she can't marry the four of us, and here's the reason why. Mary went and married my father.
Ladies and gentlemen, every ruler must have a spokesman, if only so he can claim later he was misquoted. Well, the king's spokesman in this court is Ken Darby, who will probably issue no misquotes, because, musically at least, he usually knows what he's talking about. Ken Darby.
Hear, hear, Harlow. Thanks a lot.
I'll try not to bruise that nice build-up, especially
tonight, because this is a very special night for the King's Men, you know.
Indeed, I do know, Ken. This is your 20th anniversary as a singing group, isn't it? Congratulations.
Thank you again. Yep, it was June 7th, 1929, that Bud Lynn and John Dodson and Rad Robinson and a guy named Darby put their heads together, opened their mouths, and beat the ears off of the waiting world.
And so began the carving of another niche in the musical hall of fame. From what I hear, Ken, the effect on the nation was terrific.
It was indeed. Well, it wasn't 6 months after that till the stock market fell flat on its face. And in no time at all, banks were closing all over the country.
Well, lots has happened since then, Ken. Is there any phase of entertainment that hasn't felt the impact of the King's Men's voices in those 20 years?
Well, I don't know about the impact, Harlow. But, well, the boys and I have done some work here and there. We've sung in a few pictures.
A few pictures? Who's done the singing voices of practically every kind of animal in how many Walt Disney pictures?
Well, the King's Men did sing for the butterflies and the moles and the frogs and Uncle Remus. And we sang for storks and pink elephants in Dumbo.
And, Ken, didn't you write the music to The Night Before Christmas, among other things?
Yes, but I...
You are the same Ken Darby who was vocal director and did vocal arrangements on such pictures as 20th Century Fox's current production, The Beautiful Blonde from Bashful Ben. The guy who did the vocal direction on Disney's Johnny Appleseed.
Gee, I sound busy, don't I?
These King's Men here tonight, aren't they the same King's Men who sang for 3 years with Paul Whiteman's band?
Well...
Who worked on the air with Rudy Vallee and John Charles Thomas?
But hasn't everybody?
And... and who have been doing the vocal honors for the past 10 years on a little epic that occurs about this same time every Tuesday night at 79 Wistful Vista?
Yes, we plead guilty to all charges, Harlow. We also have tuxedos and will travel, and for an extra $10, we include a juggler in the act.
Well, good. When Fibber McGee and Molly left for the summer, they told me to turn this half hour over to Ken Darby and the King's Men. I just wanted to be sure I had the right King's Men. It's your show, lad.
Thank you, and just in time, too, Harlow, because as sometimes happens in a spot like this, we feel a song coming on.
Well, don't stop it.
Couldn't if I tried, Harlow. The boys have their mouths open again. It's a song by Cole Porter. It's from Kiss Me, Kate, and it's called So In Love. Now here he comes. The king approaches. Let's have a fanfare, boys. Hey! Hey, that's enough. Hold it! Cut! Ha-ha, let's not overdo it, man. After all, this guy's just our king for tonight. Let's not spoil him. Ladies and gentlemen, we present herewith our royal guest, 20th Century Fox's Tapsichorean Majesty, and our king for tonight, Dan Daly. Welcome to Castle Carnew, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Ken. This isn't the first time I've been crowned, but it's the least painful.
I'm particularly glad to be here as king for tonight.
Why, particularly?
Well, just in case my grandchildren ask me if I ever played the palace.
Well, you see, Dan...
Just call me sire or your royal exalted highness. Something casual like that. It's not often a burlesque puffer can grab himself a throne, even for one night. Let's go all the way, boy.
Okay, Your Highness, okay.
And in case you're wondering why you were chosen for this signal honor, one reason is because we hear that among your co-workers, you are very highly esteemed as a person. This we regard as a regal attribute. It says right there, see? Therefore, you are our first king, and I mean it.
Well, that's very flattering, but I'm a little disappointed, Ken.
You mean you didn't pick me from a trombone playing? The news of that talent had escaped me, Your Majesty. No kidding, do you really play the trombone?
Well, now, there's some say that I do... And there's some say that I don't. But they all admit I try. In fact, my neighbors hear me play, and they claim they're very lucky.
Fortunate music lovers.
Oh, yes. One of them said yesterday, we're lucky Daly hasn't got two heads. He'd take up the saxophone, too.
You could make such beautiful music together. Both my heads. But we feel lucky, too, in having King Dan the First to help us celebrate our 20th anniversary. The King's men are 20 years old tonight, Your Highness.
20? Well, if you don't mind my Highness saying so, you look just a wee bit older than that, Dad.
Well, just a touch, perhaps. But as a group, we're 20 years old. I was a boy soprano when we started, of course.
I see, and you spent years trying to get the first base?
Oh.
No doubt.
All right. Has anyone ever told you that you ought to be on the radio, Your Highness?
Well, as a matter of fact, Nave, I once worked up a program all my own. I called it the Dan Daily Time.
What happened to it?
I couldn't get a sponsor. They were afraid the papers would list it as DDT.
They had a point. You know, they had a point there, Kay. But the papers don't have any trouble listing you in your pictures. Reports from your loyal subjects indicate your fan clubs are swelling.
Mumps, no doubt.
You're getting a new picture ready for your fans right now, aren't you, Dan?
I am indeed. It's called You're My Everything, and right at the moment, it is. I'm working opposite Annie Baxter.
I'd like to trade with you for a while. I work opposite a baritone.
I'll stick to Baxter.
How about giving us a sample of the sort of work you're doing out there now, Your Highness?
Well, I'd love to. Where is this here, Miss Baxter?
I was referring to your vocal work, King. There's a song called I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful.
I know the one you mean. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my shirts are unsightly, all of my ties are a crime. If they're in you, I pick rightly, it's the very first time. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. Though your lot is sad, I am just as bad. Mine is really quite a hopeless case. Oculus defies, glasses for my eyes. Without them I can't even see your face. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, I think you're swell. Like your style, say I think it's marvelous. But I can't see, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. Who am I looking for? You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
Great, great. His Highness is in fine voice today, Ken.
Yes, indeed, Harlow. Naturally, we're going to go first class with our first king.
Naturally. Why settle for second best ever? In kings or in furniture polish?
Furniture polish? Oh, yes. I'd almost forgotten the commercial.
Now, please, please, let's not use that word commercial, Ken.
No.
It's crass. It's sordid. It smacks of trade and barter.
Oh.
When I talk about Johnson's cream wax, I don't think of it in terms of a business transaction.
Yeah. Yeah, I like my story.
No, really, really. I think of cream wax in terms of the joy it brings to housewives. The joy and the pride a housewife feels in a handsome, well-kept home. I think of the ease and the amazing speed with which Johnson's cream wax cleans and wax polishes furniture, removes dirt and smudges and fingerprints in a flash, and leaves a beautiful gleaming luster in their place.
Oh, it's a noble thought.
Well, because Johnson's cream wax is the fastest wax furniture polish you can buy. In fact, it cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly that using it is practically as easy as dusting. That's what I think of when I think of Johnson's cream wax. What a fast and simple and beautiful operation it is.
You've sold me.
Oh, of course, anybody can buy Johnson's cream wax who wants to, and most everybody does. But to me, it just means beautiful homes and proud and happy housewives.
Well, I'm delighted to know we're keeping things on a cultural and aesthetic level here, Harlow.
Why, sure.
We wouldn't want our visiting royalty to ever suspect that we are engaged in trade, you know, selling things.
Oh, I should say not. As long as we let the general public in on the secret.
I get the point. Right, Harlow. And speaking of the general public, they were giving a heavy play 20 years ago to a song called Oceana Roll. Four guys who had that day formed a quartet and were looking for a song to sing put their heads together and sang it. And just to prove that the King's Men weren't as bad as lots of people claimed, the song survived and is still around. It goes like this.
Oh, back in 1911, vaudeville was in its heaven. Everyone was doing it, doing it, doing it. Everyone was frivolous and gay. Comedians in baggy pants were followed by precision dancers. Then upon the stage at a slightly smaller wage appeared the old quartet. And in a style you can't forget, they open up and sing this way.
Boy.
On the cruiser Alabama, he was there on the piano
like a fish down in the sea.
When he rattled off some melody, every night out on the ocean, he would get the dragging notion, start the syncopated motion lovingly.
I'll take it, fellas.
No one could sleep way out there on the deep.
I made it.
Every sailor boy began to holler, ship ahoy!
But Billy cut loose at sea.
You want to see it? Every worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship begins to dip, and as the corkscrew turns, the smoke is rolling black from out the smoky stack. It's floating up to heaven, and it won't come back. Here and there, you see a stool and chair slipping round the cabin, shouting, I don't care. And then the bell begins to ring, and the hammer starts a-swinging. Sitting at that piano there on the Alabama, playing the Oceana Roll. Now when the bell begins to ring, when the hammock begins to swing, you better man the Billy. There goes Billy. Every little worm gives a little squirm. The ship goes dipping in a corkscrew turn. That smoke so black, floating up to heaven, and it won't come back. That Oceana roll, roll me over gently. Sailor Billy Boy is the real McCoy. His ship goes whoop, whoop, whoop with joy. There upon the Alabama, sitting at the old piano, knocking out a raggy rhythm. Everybody's dancing, rolling on the mighty ocean with a gay and easy motion. He plays that old Oceana roll.
Well, now, thank you, subjects. That was mighty, mighty melodic. And now the king has a command. I command you to sing what my majesty considers one of the great songs of all time. I don't think I'm climbing out on a very long limb when I nominate for the Hall of Fame of American Folk Songs, The Ghost Riders in the Sky.
The King's Men and I recorded this song with Bing Crosby and Perry Bodkin's guitar. We don't have Bing with us tonight, but we have Perry Bodkin on the strings, and we'll try to get along the best we can.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw,
plowing through the ragged sky,
the ragged sky,
and up the cloudy draw.
Yippee-yay!
Their brand was still on fire, their hoofs was made of steel. Their horn was black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel.
The bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky.
For he saw the riders coming hard,
and
he heard their mournful cry.
heard one call his name.
Call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell of riding on our range, then, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
King Daniel, a request, if your highness pleases.
Well, come forward, commoner. Thou mayest kneel before the royal presence and present thy petition.
Oh, hey, now, let's not take this king thing too seriously, bub. It's just for tonight, you know. Your coach turns into a pumpkin in about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, gadzooks, just when I was beginning to get the swing of it. You mean my reign is almost over?
It's only a drizzle right now, King. Clearing up fast.
And I suppose in order to leave this here castle alive, I'll have to render another thing.
Yes, you're so right. The drawbridges are drawn and the moats are guarded. What would you like to render? Limb from limb?
Well, just as a novelty, let's have a guest on this program sing a song from his last picture. Or am I being too daring?
It's a palace revolution, boy, but what song would you like to do?
Well, now, just offhand, how about the little number you beat my brains out with all afternoon in rehearsal? The Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
A brilliant inspiration, King, but brilliant. Subjects, His Majesty King for tonight, Dan Daly, the King's Men, and the entire ensemble of Castle Carnew in a breakaway version of Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
Limited.
Now check your baggage here.
Bound for Washington.
Roanoke.
Check your baggage.
Nashville.
Chattanooga. Pardon me, boys. Is this the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, sir. Track 29.
Boys, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo.
I've got my fare.
And just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. You hear the whistle blow and eat to the bar. Then you know the Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta
keep it rolling.
Chattanooga, there you are.
Widely celebrated Chattanooga, situated on the moccasin bend of the Tennessee River. Missionary Ridge is on the west. 120,000 the population. And the folks I love the best.
Barnett's iron and steel are the principal products. Boilers, furniture, and cast iron pipes. Many resorts to attract the tourists.
You ought to be there when the peaches get ripe. Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's the place for me.
Oh, now there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satins and lace. I used to call funny face. And she's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga, choo-choo. Won't you choo-choo me home?
Remind you that when smudges and film collect on your furniture, you can now whisk them off in a few seconds. What's more, you can polish that furniture to a beautiful luster in just a few seconds more. That's how easy it is when you use Johnson's Cream Wax. Johnson's Cream Wax cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly, that using it is practically as easy as dusting. Why, with Johnson's Cream Wax, you can clean and polish an end table in less than a minute. That's because Johnson's Cream Wax not only cleans fast, it dries fast, so you can start polishing right after you apply it. And it leaves no sticky oil to catch and hold dust. Get Johnson's Cream Wax tomorrow, and you'll have the fastest wax polish you can buy. Remember, it cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly that using it is practically as easy as dusting. Johnson's Cream Wax. Now here's Ken Darby for a final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to express our thanks to Dan Daly for his appearance as our king for tonight.
Well, thank you, Ken. I really had a ball.
You had a ball.
I'd also like to thank John Dodson, Rad Robinson, and Bud Lynn, the other members of the King's Men, and Elliot Daniel and the orchestra. And our special thanks to all of you for listening.
Hey, before you lock the castle doors, Ken, what's for next week?
Well, among other things, there'll be some fancy two-piano work by Elliot Daniel and Buddy Cole, and the King's Men will sing Lindy, just as we recorded it for our MGM album, and that all-time favorite, Stardust. There's a special reason for Stardust, because our guest king for next week will be that eminent composer and favorite son of Indiana, Hoagie Carmichael. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Car New Auto Polish, wishing you a good night and a shining future.
Rub it on. Wipe it off. Yes, that's how easy it is with Johnson's Car New, the wax fortified auto polish. Because Car New cleans and polishes your car in one easy application. First, Car New cleans your car, cuts through traffic tarnish and road film that water won't touch. Second, Car New polishes your car, makes the whole body sparkle like new. Tomorrow, ask for Johnson's wax fortified Car New at your nearest dealer or service station. Cleaning a car can be hard work. Car New saves you a lot of that work while giving your car a Sunday shine. Remember, rub it on, wipe it off. That's all you do with Car New.